cultural full circle, this time with the story of Dubliner Josephine Alexandra Zandra Mitchell. Mitchell was a groundbreaking musician in the 1920s, one of the few women saxophonists on the circuit. Her story was told in 2015 in a lyric feature documentary on this very station. And when our guest, writer, actor and saxophonist Roxanne Lynch heard that documentary, it set her off on the path that leads to tonight's Dublin premiere of a new show about Zandra, her life and music. So it seemed only reasonable to complete the circle and invite Roxanne Lynch to Culture File Towers.
It is quite a thing to tell someone else's story, and I'm just very conscious of the fact that I can't meet her and talk to her and ask her about certain things. My priority has been to do my very best to see everything the way she would have seen it at the time, as much as I can. I played the saxophone a lot when I was in secondary school, and I loved it. And then for years and years, I didn't play it so much. So I've kind of come back to it, researching and getting ready for Zandra, Queen of Jazz. I had just started playing the saxophone again, and I just wanted to see what kind of musicians there were out there to listen to. So I Googled female saxophone Ireland, and I found this Lyric FM documentary by Mark McMenamin about Josephine Alexandra Mitchell, the first female saxophonist in Ireland.
Jazz singer, saxophonist and bandleader Josephine Alexandra Mitchell, otherwise known as Zandra.
So I listened to it because I'd never heard of her, and her story was just so extraordinary that I couldn't believe that I hadn't heard of her before, and my imagination just went absolutely wild.
This is Michael Gallagher.
I had to buy a flight case for it, but the case disintegrated with dampness and age.
She's from Phibsborough in Dublin, and she was born in 1903. And she was from this incredibly musical family. Her father was a conductor at the Theatre Royal in Dublin, and her mother was an excellent pianist. Her mother, her father, and two uncles were known as the Cremona String Band, and they used to tour around Ireland playing everywhere. She just had this burning desire to play jazz instead of classical music. And then she got her chance because Eddie, her brother, had a band who were going to play in London. And he persuaded their parents somehow to let Zandra go with him because she would be such a novelty as a girl playing the saxophone that they'd be a sensation. And she was spotted by a band over there, and they invited her off on tour.
Dear Miss Mitchell, do you wish to join us in London October 21st? I will pay you £7 per week and your fare from Paris. The band will be 16
and
girls.
Off she went. That was it. She toured all through the 1920s, and she ended up settling in Berlin because she just loved it there, and it was quite an exciting place at that time. And after World War One, it seemed like everyone was just partying and there were really exciting things going on musically, and she was playing with some of the greatest musicians of the 20th century. Like, she was at the same club as Django Reinhardt. She knew Coleman Hawkins and Joe Venuti, and she was just meeting these people on her travels and playing with them. I suppose the darker part of her story would have come in the rise of the Nazi Party and the build-up to World War II.
I mean, in a way, this is the fascinating part of the story. Because she was playing historically black music, but she wasn't black, that allowed her to operate in Nazi Germany, which is, you know, a blessing and a curse, mainly a curse, I guess.
I suppose so. She somehow got away with it.
I mean, jazz officially was sort of banned, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was considered, you know, degenerate music. There was a whole set of rules, like lyrics must express joy in life rather than Jewishly gloomy lyrics, like that kind of thing. It was absolutely nuts. So it was in this atmosphere that she was picking up a sax, which they also wanted to restrict the use of saxophones and swap them for suitable folk instruments. So it was quite a dangerous life to be a jazz musician, and she did it. I think it was when she settled in Berlin that she set up her own group. And her band was called Baby Mitchell's Queens of Jazz. And they did tour, but the address on their notepaper was in Berlin. So I think that was their base, and then they travelled from there. A lot of Nazi officers would have been people who liked music and then had this role within the party. So from interviews that I've listened to with kind of jazz historians, it seems that If you were in the wrong place at the wrong time and the wrong person walked into your club, you were in big trouble. But the club Sandra played at, it seems to have been quite a small place that they, in one letter, she writes about how the big clubs are all being closed down. But where she was, I think they were just small enough that they didn't attract too much attention. The Russian army was coming, and I think that was the reason she left. She went to Altenburg and then from there managed to... It was just a whole string of kind of quite fortuitous events that she actually managed to get back to Ireland at all. It was, in the end, it was just a handwritten note from an American soldier got her out. After she was in Dublin, she moved to Sligo, and things had probably changed here, I think, as well. And there had been a lot of anti-jazz feeling while she had been away. So I think she didn't come back into the warmest reception to what she did. And she eventually moved up to, her family had an old holiday home in Rosnella in County Donegal. And that's where she lived for the final years of her life and where she met her friend, Michael Gallagher.
What happened to her then?
She lived to the age of 92. She died in 1995. Her life definitely got quieter and quieter, I think, as she grew older. And war is traumatic, and like living in such a precarious situation where you know, someone might walk into your club and find you playing the wrong piece at the wrong time and that's it. You know, the uncertainty of her life for so long. I do think it must have taken a while to recover from that. It's been quite a long-ish process. It's been 2 and a bit years since I first put pen to paper, and it's gone through so many phases. I've tried to base it as much as I can on speaking to Michael and the sense of her that I got from speaking to him, and even turns of phrase and how she would laugh. And I've tried to put as much of that, like to try and get as much of the soul of those interviews into the play as I can. It was really important to me that she was the person telling her own story, that she was kind of seizing the stage and saying, let me tell you what happened.
Roxanne Lynch there, and Darn Skippy Company's production of her show Zandra, Queen of Jazz, opens tonight at Smock Alley Theatre in Dublin and plays there until Saturday, when there's also a matinee. And on December 6th and 7th, Zandra is at the studio at DLR Lexicon in Dún Laoghaire.